at the NFL annual league meetings here with Broncos president and CEO Joe Ellis. Joe, this is always an opportunity to, you know, reflect on the state of the NFL, make it better. Where do you feel like the health of the NFL is right now?
I think it's a lot better than people think it is, Phil. I really do. We have had some good reports this morning from the commissioner and several of his staff and some other panelists and some good reports on the economics of the league and some measures that are going to underway for health and safety and improvement of the game. Tomorrow we'll hear about the competition committee and their report. I'm bullish on the NFL. I know last year a lot of people felt we sort of took a little bit of a hit and a setback in some areas. I don't see it that way, and I'm really excited about the 2018 season.
For the Broncos, announced recently some plans to make the stadium area a little bit more of a year-round type of thing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've got an opportunity in our parking lots to the south and some adjacent land to do some development that will really benefit the city and county of Denver, as well as the Metropolitan Football Stadium District and ourselves. They're great partners. Has to be done with some common sense and not in a hurry. Has to be done patiently, I think. So this is something that's probably going to play out over the next 10 years, you know, all in. But does give us an opportunity to generate some money to help maintain and improve our stadium. That's the real focus of it for us. We're not in the real estate business. We're in the football business. So, we have to be very careful. And the other thing I think that we need to emphasize is that it not be disruptive to our fans that come to games 10 to 12 times a year. And so we have to lay out a plan that makes sense there and that is clearly communicated to them so they understand what they're getting into when they come to games. Can't be disruptive in any way, shape, or form. I think we can pull that off. It's an exciting project, but it's not going to all happen at once. It's going to take a long time to come to fruition, and just like any big real estate project does.
Sticking with the stadium, what's the latest with the stadium naming rights?
Still conversations ongoing. Been encouraged by some. Some of the conversations involve tying in the development aspect to the naming rights. Some are standalone, just the name on the stadium, as well as some sponsorship elements. We continue to pay the fee to the district that Sports Authority was paying. So, you know, we have every intention of seeing it through and having a deal come up, come to a closure here in the near future. I can't pinpoint a date. It sounds like Groundhog Day, doesn't it? I say this every time we talk. But, when it does happen, we look forward to having a good partner, a solid partner that will be with us for many, many years.
We're looking forward to it, too. On the football field, the first wave of free agency is come and gone. What do you think of the job John Elway and his staff have done?
Excellent so far, Phil. Glad to see Case Keenum in the camp. You know, I think that very exciting for everybody in the building. A lot of players, as you know, have been trickling back in preparation for the off-season programs. They're excited. They're enthusiastic. And I think that brings them, you know, a new level of intensity to the building a little bit. And so guys like that, you know, help come in, help the team. I think it's exciting. And we got a big draft coming up in April. Got to develop some of the younger players. Vance and his coaches got to step up and help do that. So, I'm optimistic. I'm excited about the future here.
I know that we don't want to be picking at five always, but is this an opportunity to get a player who could really impact the franchise for years to come?
It is. It'll be interesting to see what John does. I can't ask him until the day before the draft because then I'd know and I'd have to tell you. But
so you don't know?
So I don't know yet. No. But I ask him a few questions, and he's playing it very close to the vest, as he should. It's a big opportunity for the team to really generate some enthusiasm, bring in a great player help contribute to our success.
Recently, the Broncos announced that they bought back a portion of John Boland's ownership of the team. What went into that decision, and can you just tell us a little bit about the deal?
Yeah, it was basically done to further consolidate Pat Boland's interest in the team, and it's something he always wanted to do. He always professed to us, and so the trustees got together and had a discussion with John, and John was agreeable to it, and we were able to reach a deal that was good for him and good for the Pat Boland Trust, good for Pat's family. So that's how we arrived at that decision.
Speaking of Mr. B, we're here at the annual meetings, and we miss our owner. Like this is the year that, you know, he's been knocking on that Hall of Fame door for a long time.
Yeah, I do. I do feel like it's the year, and I see no reason why he shouldn't get in. I mean, we've talked at length about all his credentials and every reason why he's more than worthy for getting in the Hall of Fame. And it's time for him, and it's time for Champ Bailey, who I think will be a first ballot entrant coming up here next year as well. So should be an exciting time for the Broncos when it comes to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Well, hopefully the next several years, with Peyton after that. Joe, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate
Phil,
it.
Phil, thank you. Thanks for having me.